Nikolai Coster-Waldau is here. He has two roles in Mama, the horror thriller, which is presented by Guillermo del Toro. Yeah. It was shot...
most part of Toronto. And then,
Toronto and Hamilton, that's right.
Exactly.
And you play twin brothers, one desperate and fatal, the other one relentless and loving. And this is a story kind of, well, it's a ghost story. It's about a very, very vengeful but protective ghost who takes over and looks after two little girls, your nieces in the movie. Yeah. And tell me about getting into the headspace of this, because this is something that you're familiar with. You are the father of two girls, correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's a, something that you can quickly connect with.
Yeah, I mean, I think when I read the script first, I thought, you know, I was really thrilled and surprised by the beginning of the movie, because it reads as one of those horrible stories you read about in the paper.
It's
where,
very factual.
Yeah, where a father lost it and then, you know, killed his wife and disappeared with his kids. And that's what happens in the beginning of this story. So, of course, and I have two kids, my two daughters. You know, actors are different. I don't know what I use of myself. I'm sure it doesn't hurt that I have two kids. And definitely for that scene, there's a scene early on where he's gone with his kids and he's crashed the car and they found his cabin. And now he just wants to kill himself. But he also knows that he can't just leave the girls there.
Right.
So
that's a very emotional.
It's
scene.
A very,
it's a very,
very emotional,
scary scene in a way.
It is.
But something happens, and we're not going to give it away.
No. But the also the thing is, we don't know what happens. But because then there's a 5-year gap. The movie cuts, and we come back 5 years later. But that was one of the things I thought was interesting, because then I play these twins, and I play Luke, the brother of Jeff, who had this terrible trip out with his girls. But there's no question that what Jeff did, you know, motivates Luke for the rest of the movie, because he, in a way, needs to right the wrongs his brother did. And when they find these girls that miraculously survive 5 years in the middle of nowhere, he is so determined to kind of save them, to help them out of there.
Tell me about playing opposite Jessica Chastain, because your role with her, she, again, every time I see her, she's playing a different role. Here, she's like a punk, a brunette bass player, tattooed on both arms. Doesn't want anything to do with kids, obviously.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, she's such a great actress, and you know, she has really amazing instincts. She was so focused and very specific in when we prepared this movie, that she wanted to make absolutely sure that there was no doubt in the audience's mind that Annabelle, her character, didn't want to have kids, and she didn't want to have anything to do with these little monsters in a way, you know, because they're so traumatized and they're so scary in many ways that you know, she has a great life. She plays in a band, she has a boyfriend, it's perfect. She doesn't want to change. But because of her love for Luke, and because he is so, you know, there's no question that he's going to take these girls in. He has to make a choice, and she chooses, love. Yeah. She wants to be with him. And I think it's a great, I mean, first of all, she's such a great actress. And you know, when you work with anyone who's so good, it makes your job easy, and she makes you, I mean, she makes me better because she's so good.
Your scenes with her are very interesting, because there's this big difference. This, you know, your character seems very down to earth, realistic, loving, although she's loving in her way, but you know, she's more volatile, pushing away the kids, but you know, she tries her best.
She tries, and then things happen, and suddenly she's forced to having to deal with this in a very hands-on manner. You know, there's that thing in the movie, because it is a ghost story, and of course, on top of these kids being terribly traumatized, there's this other thing suddenly intruding on our lives, which, you know, I think what I like about this is that the characters react to this this supernatural thing as I would with skepticism, and you just don't believe it.
Yeah.
And then you think, oh my God, no, come on, take.
But then the evidence mounts and things happen. And
of course, by the third act, you don't have a choice.
You don't have a choice. Yeah. You have to believe.
You have to believe it.
What scares you? I guess this is a question when you're making a whole movie. and you're a guy. A lot of people must know you from Game of Thrones. You're not a complete stranger.
The funny thing is, you know, I don't watch movies like this myself because I'm so bad at that. I'm terrible.
Even this,
Mama. We shot it. I read the script 50 times. I knew exactly when and what was going to happen. And even then, I couldn't watch it. I had to turn the music down. My heart was pounding. I felt uncomfortable. I mean, it's funny. Why is it that we like to see these movies? Because you know,
that's
it is
a question, man.
It can be a very hard journey, and you're sweating, but I guess the relief at the end is just, you know, is what makes it worthwhile. And it's, you know, you get to feel yourself breathe and sweat. And I mean, like the movie The Shining, it's one of my favorite movies. Exactly. And if I think about it, it's not a very pleasant thing watching that movie, but it's such a great experience at the same time.
If I can wrap up, you're coming out with another movie. You'll be in another movie called Oblivion. Tom Cruise, Morgan Freeman, Melissa Leo. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about that, just as a teaser, if you can. Your role and, you know, what you got out of it.
Well, I can tell you very, very little about the story because it's one of those movies where if you can't really give anything away. It was a great experience for me. I mean, to work with actors like that was just a thrill. I can't wait to see it myself because, as you know, it's a sci-fi action story, and you know, I saw the artwork for this world, but of course most of that is created in post. So I can't wait. I saw the trailer; it looked amazing.
And you're also shooting A Thousand Times Good Night with Juliette Binoche and Larry Mullen Jr. from U2.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're a busy guy, but in the meantime, Mama, you're very cool in that. Nikolai Coster-Waldau, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.